For today's In Touch, I continue my conversation with Sherry Humphreys, Executive Director of Loayza Development Group, regarding the recent announcement that Loayza County has been chosen for Keep Iowa Beautiful's Hometown Pride program. So are all the cities there in Loayza County represented in this program?
Yeah. In order to be accepted into this program, each of the communities had to buy in. And it's actually a partnership agreement between the 9 incorporated communities in Loayza County, Loayza County, Loayza Development Group, and Keep Iowa Beautiful. So it's a partnership agreement. Everybody had to come on board. The communities all had to indicate interest. In a way, you can look at it that we had to audition with Keep Iowa Beautiful. Jerry Schnepp, who is the executive director, came down, and we had a couple public meetings so people could ask questions and learn more about the program. And I think we had tremendous response at those meetings. A lot of people were there with questions and great interest in the program. And I think because of that and the fact that each of the communities had signed on, we were accepted into the program.
What's the end goal of this program for these communities and also for Keep Iowa Beautiful?
In some of the smaller communities, like I said, a lot of them don't have plans in place. They need help developing those plans. They need help implementing those plans. And, you know, we have one community in Loayza County that is fortunate enough to have its own community development director, and that's Mallory Smith, who works with Columbus Junction. But the other communities, they don't have that luxury. So some of them have community betterment committees that have worked on projects, but this kind of takes it to the next level. So we'll be doing some training for these people in leadership to develop those skills, and you know, we just hope to see great things happen here. I think several of the communities could see the benefits right away. We had a few where maybe it took more than one visit back to the community to try to convince them to join this program. As I said, it's just the incorporated communities that were asked to sign the partnership agreements. I will say our smallest incorporated community, which is Cotter, they meet on an as-need basis. It's probably a population of about 50 people. So it will be interesting to see what happens here. There's, I think, a devoted group of people that will certainly want to work on their community. Probably within this next year, we should start to see some activity in the communities. I think that initially they'll start with maybe some low-hanging fruit, which might just be painting up buildings and sprucing up the community. Some of them will probably want to work on welcoming signs for their communities, and then hopefully it will grow into bigger projects.
Well, Sherry, thank you for all your time.
Thank you.
That was my conversation with Sherry Humphreys, Executive Director of Loayza Development Group, for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Nathan Swenson.